Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, the former Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, should not have been exclusively personally involved in the negotiation of research funding linked to his possible secondment to Trinity College. That comes from a review published today. The substantial proposed funding commitment of €2 million a year until the retirement of the Chief Medical Officer bypassed all of the accepted protocols for research funding and was linked to one named individual, the external review has found. Hugh O'Connell is Deputy Political Editor with the Irish Independent and has been following this story. Thank you for joining us, Hugh. Can you first maybe just remind us of all the background to this?
Yeah, so this is a controversy that erupted towards the end of March 2022 and early April, when it emerged that Tony Holohan was to take up this position at Trinity College Dublin as Professor of Public Health Strategy and Leadership, whilst maintaining his €187,000 a year salary from the Department of Health. So effectively, the Department of Health would continue to pay his salary while Tony Holohan would no longer be Chief Medical Officer, as he had been for well over a decade at that stage, and having guided the state through the pandemic response. He would instead be in this academic role. Now, there was considerable controversy over this at the time about the manner in which this had all sort of emerged. There was no mention of a secondment when the proposal was initially made public by the department and by Trinity College Dublin. And there was no mention of the fact that the state would be continuing to pay the salary of an individual who would be working for a third level institution. So all of this resulted in first a report by the Department of Health Secretary General Robert Watt being carried out, a very brief summary of what had happened, and then a more substantive exercise, I suppose, by Maura Quinn, former director of the Institute of Public Directors, who had basically spent several months talking with the various individuals at the heart of this controversy, and produced a report which was submitted to the Minister for Health in July of last year, but has now only been published today. Mm. And the significant delay was pretty unusual in and of itself, but the report goes into a bit of detail as to why it might have been delayed. The fact that, in fact, that although the report was submitted to the minister in July of last year, it was only actually finalised in October of last year. And the report, as you say, is one of the main findings is in respect of Dr. Holohan, and that he should not have been involved, and that the manner in which this whole process was undertaken had effectively bypassed all established protocols in this area. So this criticism, although there are no findings of fact or no kind of assertive criticisms of Dr. Holohan, it's pretty plain from the reading of it that he does not come out well from this. But also, I think the Secretary General of the Department of Public Health, the Department of Health, Robert Watt, also doesn't come out of this particularly well, given there is a substantive dispute in terms of the account of what happened between Mr. Watt and between Martin Fraser, who was the top official in the Department of Taoiseach, the most senior civil servant in the country at the time, and now Ireland's ambassador to London, and Deirdre Galán, who's the chief of staff to Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, who was then the Taoiseach.
So what is that dispute? What are the different people saying?
So effectively, Robert Watt, when Maura Quinn submitted her report last summer, Robert Watt took issue with the report, and specifically some of the aspects which were effectively saying that there was no awareness of this in the department of the Taoiseach. He argued in his response that the facts indicate that the Secretary of the Government knew all of the critical details regarding the proposed comment and the proposal to increase research funding. This was for the role that Tony Holohan was to take up, and that the Chief of Staff was informed. So that would have been Martin Fraser and Deirdre Galán. Both Mr. Fraser and Ms. Galán dispute this, and it's Deirdre Galán's submission to the inquiry, which is extremely strongly worded, I have to say. It rejects Mr. Watt's account of events and says, I quote, "The assertions made by the Secretary General of the Department of Health," that's Robert Watt, "as outlined in your email, are in terms grossly inaccurate and unwarranted. The comments suggest without any justification a particular conclusion should be drawn about my knowledge of the proposed comment of the CMO." while he does not explicitly acknowledge it, the Secretary General of the Department of Health never spoke directly to me about any aspect of the proposed comment in the relevant time period, and it is impossible to understand how he can make the broad assertions that he does. She also takes issue with her being described as the Taoiseach at the time, Micheál Martin, being described as her principal. "I'm the Chief of Staff at the Department of the Taoiseach," she says, for the avoidance of any doubt, and contrary to what is clearly insinuated, "I did not and could never have been informed the Taoiseach of the matters of which I was unaware." And she describes this as a fatuous reference by Robert Watt. So this is all very strongly worded language, which I think is going to put a lot of focus back on Robert Watt. And it just so happens that he's before the Oireachtas Committee this Wednesday. Now, he is before the Oireachtas Committee on Finance. So obviously this report, I don't think, would necessarily come within the remit of that committee, but I dare say a few members on that committee might like to ask him about this report, which has been published today.
Any political reaction yet?
Not that I've gleaned so far, Sarah, but it is very early days. And obviously, you know, as the previous item, there's quite a big story happening today.
It's interesting. Interesting timing, the publication of the report that's been ready since July.
That has been noted. Look, we're not entirely clear as to why this report took so long to publish. I think some of the kind of disputing of events is perhaps behind it. But I mean, we do know that the Attorney General was asked to take a look at this earlier this year, or possibly late last year. But the timing, obviously, publishing it on the day that the verdict in the Regency trial has come through, it is viewed by some as a bit suspicious. But perhaps it might also have been motivated by the fact that those reports on this in my own paper, the Sunday Independent, the weekend, and of what this report was going to say, and indeed in the Irish Times this morning. But I think it's going to be the substance of this report and the dispute between one of the most senior civil servants in the country and Robert Watt, who is paid nearly €300,000 a year, and the Chief of Staff to Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, and indeed Martin Fraser, the Irish Ambassador to London. All of that will be the subject, I think, of some further political inquiries in the Dáil this week.
Just finally then, I mentioned that this report says that €2 million in funding bypassed all of the acceptable protocols for research funding and was linked to one named individual. Is that one named individual Robert Watt, or who is that one named individual?
I think I'd have to check, but I think that's a reference to Tony Holohan in particular.
Okay.
And I mean,
okay,
the report's kind of core point is that Tony Holohan should not, and we're not clear whether or not Tony Holohan disputes this or not, or takes issue with this conclusion of the report, but the report is effectively saying he shouldn't have been involved in coming up with this proposal at all. Now, some might take issue with that. I mean, ultimately, you know, he was trying to, I suppose, devise a way in which to better enhance Ireland's public health protocols and processes that are in place to deal with the next pandemic, per se. So you know, we don't know what Tony thinks of that conclusion, but certainly it's the conclusion of Miss Maura Quinn that the protocols were bypassed effectively, but also the processes weren't followed, and her conclusion was that Tony Holohan shouldn't have been involved in this. But we wait to hear what Dr. Holohan has to say about all that, and indeed maybe Mr. Watt when he appears before the committee on Wednesday.
All right, Hugh O'Connell, Deputy Political Editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us with that, and we'll be getting some political reaction to that story as well later in the programme.